Ever feel like you're being pulled,
In opposite directions.
in two opposite directions at
Yeah,
once? It's
yeah.
like you're being asked to do the impossible.
Right.
That's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
Paradoxical demands.
It's that damned if you do, damned if you don't feeling. And let me
Exactly.
tell you,
Yeah.
it's way more common than you think.
It's like trying to be both a rule follower and a rebel at the same time.
Right.
And speaking of rebels, I came across this quote from Alessandro Barrico's book,
Okay.
The Barbarians.
Yeah.
He describes a world on the edge of change where we're all like mutants,
Interesting.
some embracing the shift,
Yeah.
others resisting. It really captures that feeling of being caught between two worlds.
Yeah, it's a powerful image.
Yeah.
And it gets to the heart of why paradoxical demands can be so paralyzing.
Yeah, before we go too far,
Okay.
let's define paradoxical demands.
Right.
These are situations where you're facing two seemingly contradictory expectations. At the same time,
Oh, yeah.
think being told to take risks,
Okay.
but then getting criticized for every little mistake.
Exactly like your boss
Oh,
saying,
yeah.
be more independent,
Right.
but make sure you run every decision by me first. You
No.
know?
Yeah, that kind of mixed messaging
Yeah.
can really throw you off
For
balance.
sure.
And that's what we're going to unpack today.
Cool.
With the help of an article by consultant Azier Galostegui,
Okay.
he breaks down why these paradoxes can make us feel stuck.
Yeah.
But he also offers some surprisingly practical strategies
Interesting.
for navigating them.
Yeah. I'm interested in his take on the
Yeah.
contra-paradoxical interventions.
Oh, I know, right?
Almost
It
like.
sounds a little crazy.
Yeah.
But stay with me on this one.
Okay.
Imagine telling someone the only way to get promoted is to not try to get promoted.
Oh, wow.
Sounds counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But that's a contra-paradoxical intervention in action.
Nope.
It's about shaking things up and shifting perspectives.
Galostegui dives into how these seemingly illogical statements
Right.
can actually create a mental breakthrough,
Yeah.
help people get unstuck from those paradoxical dilemmas.
Okay, so let's look at some everyday examples.
Sure.
Galostegui highlights the classic one, being told to be both more
All
responsible
right.
and more compliant at work.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt that pressure?
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
And it's not just in the workplace.
oh yeah.
Think about parenting. You want your kids to be independent,
Right.
but also safe and responsible.
Oh, for sure.
It's a constant balancing act.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Galostegui also points out the pressure to experiment
Okay.
while simultaneously demanding guaranteed success.
Ooh, that's tough.
It's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
go ahead and innovate, but don't you dare fail.
That's going to cause some anxiety, for
Right.
sure.
And this is where things get really interesting because Galostegui argues that these paradoxical demands aren't just frustrating,
Right.
they can actually freeze us in place.
It creates what we call cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
It's that feeling you get when your brain is trying to hold two conflicting ideas at the same time, and it
Right.
just
Yeah.
doesn't compute.
So instead of taking action,
Yeah.
we end up overthinking,
Wow.
second-guessing ourselves, and
Wow.
ultimately doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's like we're stuck in a mental traffic jam.
And this is where Galostegui's insights become really valuable.
Okay.
He offers some really practical ways to navigate these tricky situations.
Okay.
And we're going to dive into those
All right.
right after this.
Sounds good. So we've established that paradoxical demands are everywhere, and they can really mess with our heads.
They really can.
But the good news is
Yeah.
we don't have to let them paralyze us.
That's right.
We have some strategies we can actually use.
We do.
Right.
Galostegui gives us some really practical tools,
Okay.
and I think you'll find them surprisingly simple,
Okay.
yet powerful.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so first up, clarity and boundary setting.
Okay.
Now, you might think setting limits would stifle creativity,
Right.
but Galostegui argues the opposite is true.
Okay.
By defining what's not acceptable,
Okay.
you free up space for genuine experimentation
Right.
and innovation within those boundaries.
So it's kind of like
Yeah.
giving someone a coloring book.
Okay.
The lines are there to guide you, but
Yeah.
within those lines,
Yeah.
you have the freedom to create.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
One of the ways to create those lines
Yeah.
is to make the unspoken spoken.
Okay.
In other words, don't stew in confusion about those mixed messages.
Right.
Bring them out in the open.
So if your boss is telling you to be both a risk taker
Yeah.
and play it safe,
Right.
you'd actually say something
You would.
like, hey, I'm hearing two different things here.
Exactly.
How can I be bold and innovative while also making sure I'm not stepping on any toes?
You got it by voicing the paradox.
Right.
You take away its power to control you.
Yeah.
And once it's out in the open,
right,
you can start to define those red lines.
Okay, so this is where you're essentially setting boundaries. All right.
Right.
It's like saying, look, I'm all for pushing the envelope,
right,
but I'm not going to do anything unethical,
yeah,
or compromise the quality of our work.
Precisely. And by setting those clear boundaries, you're creating a safer space for everyone to explore and innovate.
Okay.
It's like saying, within these lines, go wild.
Yeah.
Be creative, take risks.
Right.
But know that these are the boundaries we need to respect.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about having those honest conversations and setting clear expectations from the start.
Right. And there's another approach Galastegui talks about.
Okay.
A solution-focused approach.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Okay, so instead of getting bogged down in analyzing the problem, a solution-focused approach says, okay, we've got this paradox, but let's look at what's already working, even in the midst of it.
So it's about focusing on the positive?
It's more than just focusing on the positive.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that even within a paradoxical situation, there are things that are working.
Okay.
And by focusing on those and building on them,
right,
we can shift the entire dynamic.
It's like finding those cracks of light in a dark room instead of staring into the darkness.
Right.
You focus on those glimmers of hope and let them guide you.
Exactly. And it's incredibly effective.
Yeah.
Because it moves you out of that analysis paralysis and into a more proactive, creative mindset.
Okay.
Remember, our brains tend to focus on what we resist. So if we're constantly fixated on the problem, the paradox, we're actually feeding it energy.
That makes sense if you're always dwelling on what's wrong. You're not going to have the energy or the mental space to see the possibilities.
Now, here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Galastegui suggests that sometimes accepting a seemingly negative.
Hold on. Accepting something negative.
Yeah.
How does that lead to anything positive?
It's all about shifting perspective.
Okay.
And letting go of defensiveness.
Okay.
Think about it. When someone criticizes us, our instinct is to defend ourselves.
Right.
But when we feel heard and accepted, even for our flaws, we're more open to change.
So instead of resisting the paradox, we're actually leaning into it.
You got it.
That seems counterintuitive.
It might feel counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. When you fight something, you give it power.
Right.
But when you accept it, you take away its power to control you.
That's a powerful idea. Yeah. So how do we apply this?
Okay. So let's say you're feeling the pressure to be both independent and compliant at work. Instead of feeling frustrated by that, you can acknowledge the tension and say, okay, I see how these two things might seem contradictory, but I'm committed to finding a way to honor both.
So you're not denying the paradox.
Right.
You're acknowledging it and then looking for a way to navigate it.
Exactly. And sometimes the most unexpected moves, those seemingly illogical ones, can actually be the most effective.
Okay.
That brings us to what Galastegui calls contra-paradoxical interventions.
You've been teasing this concept for a while now.
I know I have.
I'm ready for the big reveal.
Right.
What are these contra-paradoxical interventions?
Okay.
And how do they work?
They sound crazy on the surface, but that's precisely the point.
Okay.
They're designed to shake up our thinking and create a mental shift.
Okay.
Galastegui uses this example. We can only help you change if you don't change.
Wait, what? That makes no sense.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It seems completely illogical.
Yeah.
But that's the genius of it.
Okay.
When you're faced with a statement like that, your mind is faced to grapple with it, to find some way to make sense of it.
So you're kind of using reverse psychology.
Exactly.
To create a breakthrough.
You got it. And in that process of grappling, something unexpected can happen.
Okay.
You might start to see the situation from a completely different angle.
Right.
You might start to question your own assumptions.
Like a mental judo move.
I love it.
You're using the person's own resistance against them.
That's a great way to put it, but it's important to remember.
Yeah.
That these techniques should be used carefully.
Okay.
With awareness of the context.
Right.
It's not about manipulating people. It's about creating a space for them to shift their own perspective.
So it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
But it's a tool that can be used to help people break free
exactly.
those mental traps.
And that's what's so exciting about these paradoxical approaches.
Yeah.
They challenge us to think differently.
Right.
To see beyond the limitations of our logical minds
mm-hmm.
and tap into a more creative,
yeah.
intuitive way of being in the world.
This has been so insightful.
It has.
So for our listeners out there who yeah. are feeling stuck, what's the first step they can take?
I'd say the first step is to become aware
yeah.
of the paradoxes operating in your life.
Okay.
Where are you feeling pulled in opposite directions?
Right.
Once you've identified those areas,
mm-hmm.
you can start to experiment with some of these strategies.
Like making the unspoken spoken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having those honest conversations, right. setting those red lines.
Yes, and remember,
yeah, yeah.
it's not about finding a perfect solution.
Right.
It's about finding a way to move forward.
Yeah.
To keep sailing even when the waters are choppy.
I love that analogy.
Me too.
It reminds me of that quote by Alessandro Barrico about yeah. us all being mutants navigating this world on the edge of change.
And to navigate those changes effectively.
Yeah.
We need to be willing to embrace the paradoxes.
Okay.
To see them not as obstacles.
Right.
But as opportunities for growth and transformation.
Speaking of transformation,
huh?
Galastegui leaves us with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay.
In his article, he writes, in times of mutation, transition, and paradox, we need other words, other languages, languages of change. What do you think he means by that?
That's a good question.
What are those languages of change that we need to learn to speak?
Well, I think it's about recognizing that the way we've been taught to think and communicate
right.
doesn't always serve us.
Okay.
Especially in a world that's constantly changing
right.
and full of contradictions.
Yeah.
We need new ways of expressing ourselves,
yeah.
new ways of relating to each other,
right.
and new ways of making sense of the world around us.
So it's not just about finding the right words.
It's about yeah. finding a whole new way of being. Mm-hmm. It's about developing a mindset of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
flexibility,
yeah.
and acceptance.
Right.
It's about being comfortable with not knowing all the answers.
Okay.
And being willing to embrace the ambiguity and complexity of life.
That's so important.
Yeah.
Because if we're always trying to force things into neat little boxes,
right.
we're going to miss out on the richness and the potential
exactly.
that lies within those paradoxical spaces.
It's in those messy,
yeah.
contradictory spaces where true innovation and growth happen.
Right.
It's where we discover new possibilities
uh-huh.
and create new solutions.
So what does this all mean for our listeners?
Wow.
How can they actually start to develop these languages of change?
I think the first step
yeah.
is to simply become aware of the language you're using.
Okay.
Both internally and externally.
Right.
What are the stories you're telling yourself?
Yeah. What are the words you're using to describe your experiences?
Exactly. And then start to experiment with new ways of expressing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look for metaphors and analogies that resonate with you.
Okay.
Try reframing situations in a more positive
yeah.
or empowering light.
It's like learning a new language.
It is.
It takes practice and patience.
For sure.
But the rewards are worth it.
Absolutely. And remember,
yeah.
it's not about being perfect.
Okay.
It's about being open to trying new things.
Right.
And finding what works for you.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
Into the world of paradoxical demands.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned so much.
Me too.
And I'm definitely going to be putting some of these strategies into practice.
I hope our listeners will join us on this journey of learning and growth.
Yeah.
Remember, the paradoxes in our lives are not problems to be solved.
Right.
But invitations to explore, to evolve,
uh-huh.
and to discover our own unique languages of change.
Well said. And to all of you listening out there,
yeah.
we encourage you to share your own experiences.
Please do.
And insights with us.
We'd love to hear from you.
What are the paradoxical demands you're facing?
Yeah, what are the languages of change that are helping you navigate those challenges?
Let's keep this conversation going.
You can find us on social media
yeah.
or leave a comment on our website.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those minds open.
To the possibilities.
To the possibilities.